This is an All Ears English IELTS episode, how to buy time on the speaking test with six key phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, but today is a special IELTS episode. We have Jessica Beck, the examiner of excellence, author of 12 test prep textbooks, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. We're here to help you get the score you need on your next IELTS exam. So let's get started.
In today's episode, did the examiner ask you a really difficult question? Did your mind just go blank? You're going to learn six phrases that could help you fill that void.
Hey guys, there are four things that the examiner is going to look for on the speaking section of the IELTS. Do you know what they are? If you don't, you need to get our free downloadable cheat sheet to find out exactly what the examiner is going to grade you on the speaking section of the IELTS. Go right now to download it for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Jessica.
Hello, Lindsay. How you been?
not too bad. And you?
Really good. You know, when I say not bad to some of my students, they think it means that it's not great. So it must be bad.
Oh.
So I'm great. I'm great. I'll say that.
Oh, man. The nuances of English, right?
It's tough.
It can be tough. Absolutely. We understand. And the speaking section can also be tough sometimes, right? Especially when our mind goes blank.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you can't handle this like a native speaker would do in normal circumstances.
Which is, what would a native speaker do?
I do that a lot throughout the day. But no. Yeah, you really can't do that on the test. If there are too many ums and ahs or silence, which is the worst, then your fluency score goes down and it might even affect your pronunciation score, you know?
Oh, it's interesting that silence is a problem because so this is a place where it seems like the scoring really deviates from real life native speaking, right? Because silence, I think, is actually a good thing.
Totally.
In conversation, it's better than using I mean, on this show, we also use and all the time because we're trying to give you guys natural native English, the way we speak it without changing it or making it special just for you. So, but that's interesting how this so you get marked down for silence, huh?
Yeah. So you're graded on four things, right? And the first thing you're graded on is fluency and coherence. So if there is silence or if you say then that reflects poorly on your fluency score. Like it could drop down to a 5, you know? And if there's too much silence, it drops down to a 4. So you just you need the point we're getting to here in a roundabout way is that you need some phrases to buy yourself time to think. If your mind goes blank or you're nervous and you can't think of what to say right away, You need a few go-to phrases that you can use to buy yourself some time to avoid the silence. Yeah.
Yeah. And the phrase go-to is really just to quickly explain what that means. So easy, simple, convenient phrases to use, to literally go to them, right? Yeah. So we can use go-to as just, you know, as just an adjective to describe the type of phrase we're using here, guys. So you can copy and paste these phrases into your speaking section here when you don't know what to say.
I really love this idea of copy and pasting some of our words into our listeners' answers, like literally taking these words and like maybe hearing our voice coming out of their mouth on the exam.
I know, it's so funny. So this is a way to hack the exam, right? Yeah. Hack the IELTS exam.
The secrets you will get nowhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. Nowhere else. Let's get into it then. Let's let our listeners know what those phrases are.
Yeah. So I think a really good one is to be honest if your mind just goes blank. So maybe you could say, honestly, I am a little bit nervous right now and my mind just went blank. There are two good things about that. First of all, you're being honest and you're showing that you're like a good person to the examiner and that you're trying to do your best. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is you're using an idiom. My mind went blank, which will get you a good vocabulary score.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very
so good. Memorizing.
So you really are. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you really are taking advantage. You're leveraging your anxiety to actually get yourself a better score. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Some students that I've talked about this method with or this strategy with, they think, well, won't this hurt my answer? And the answer is definitely not. It'll improve your vocabulary score. It will improve your fluency score. So this is a guaranteed trick. Just memorize these four or five phrases and sprinkle them throughout the exam.
A 5 is okay. A 6 is good, but a 7 is what you need to follow the career path and education path that you want. So to do that on the IELTS, you need to know what the examiner wants on the speaking section. But you can find out today, guys, now for free. If you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation and download our free cheat sheet to find out what the examiner wants on the IELTS speaking section. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
I love it. And the third good thing that it'll do is that by naming something that you're feeling, this is on the softer side, right? The anxiety side. But when you're feeling something, by naming it, it makes you relax and it makes the examiner relax.
Totally. Yeah. I think it does help the candidate to relax by being honest and just sort of saying like, whew, let me just tell you, this is a difficult test, but I'm going to do my best.
Right. So what's another word that we could replace for honestly? Another option?
I like the word frankly. It's sort of a more formal word for honestly.
It's formal.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. It's very natural, very native-like.
Yeah, totally. So honestly, you could say like, honestly, I'm nervous right now. You could say, frankly, this isn't something I'm used to talking about.
Yeah, I like it. Frankly, this isn't something I'm used to talking about. Good phrase.
Yeah.
Good
and that's, one. You know, I think that's definitely usable on the test because, you know, of course, not every topic is going to be something you talk about every day, even in your own language.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, describe your apartment. How do you really sit around describing your apartment to people? Yeah. No.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. So name that challenge and use a phrase or something that makes you sound more native when you're actually naming the challenge. It's brilliant. We're killing three birds in one stone, but I have to stop using that idiom on this show because people are going to think that I go and kill birds.
It is a terrible idiom, isn't it? Like I don't like using that either.
Terrible. Okay. So what are some other phrases that we could use that we could copy and paste when we get nervous?
Yeah. So there are a few shorter phrases that I think you can easily remember, such as, that's a good question. What I like about this is it really welcomes good intonation. And this, of course, is going to help your pronunciation score. So just how I said it, you know, just emphasizing the good, like, that's a good question.
Okay, I like it. That's a good question. I like it. It's a good opportunity for that intonation. Yes.
Yeah, totally. So that'll help you buy time to think and improve your pronunciation score. You can also say, wow, let me think about that.
Yeah. And also just using I don't know what we would call that, but saying, right? Because I know that in different languages, we say that in a different way, right?
Oh,
I know
wow,
in
right.
Japanese, there's a certain way that they say eto, right? You're thinking in Japanese.
Oh.
And so if you're doing that means you're really thinking in English. And I imagine that would set you apart, you know, by just using that,
Yeah, that's true. But I wouldn't overuse it because it would sound like
yeah. Right. So it's not an but right, we don't want to overuse it.
Yeah, so just a quick like let me think about that. Or another one is just another like honest to name the challenge, like, I've never thought about that before.
Good one. Love it. These are super useful phrases. Should we jump into a quick role play, Jessica, and see if we can implement some of these into our practice speaking section here?
For sure. Okay. Lindsay. Let's do a part three question, something that's always difficult. Lindsay, yeah. What are the benefits of co-ed education?
Let me think about that for a minute. That's a great question. Honestly, you know, this is something that I'm not used to talking about. You know, it's not something I think about every day. You know, I've never really thought about that before. But, you know, I suppose one benefit could be that, you know, we learn about the opposite gender, right? We learn about the way people think differently in the world based on our gender. I think that could be useful.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that was a great answer. I give you a 9. That was fantastic.
Oh, wow. I got a 9. I was hoping for a 7, but I got a 9.
See, exceeding expectations. Very good.
Because I copied and pasted. Okay, good.
But
so that one, I used a few of them there,
you
right?
You did. You used like 4 of them. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to ask me one?
Sure. What's a common question? So, let's see. Jessica, could you tell me about your dining room in your home?
Oh, my goodness. Well, honestly, I don't think I've ever described my dining room to anybody. Well, let's see. It's small. I live in a small house, but I do have a really nice table with a bowl of fruit on it, just so we look healthy and have some color on the table. There you go. There's my expert answer.
Oh, I like it. I mean, another good one that you used here that I heard, but we didn't talk about it before, is let's see.
Yeah.
I don't think we had talked about that one
we
before.
Didn't.
That's a
That's
good
a
one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's a great time filler. Yeah.
Let's see, right? You really could be so I think the essence of today's message is, right, buying yourself that time. That's really what you're doing. So it's a little bit less about anxiety, more about when your mind goes blank and you just don't know. You're scrambling for the answer.
Yeah.
And you're inserting these phrases to give yourself some time.
Exactly. Yeah. So we know that you're going to be nervous. I would be nervous too on the exam.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in and you're ready to use these phrases, you know, repeat them to yourself while you're waiting. This is another way to use that waiting time. Just say these phrases over, you know, to yourself and then just use them on the test. Impress the examiner with your vocabulary and your amazing pronunciation. And also give yourself time to think about a good answer.
I love it. This is so useful. So guys, listen to this episode more than once. Don't just listen to it once and think that you have the phrases and that you're ready. Listen to it three times and then go out. And as we said before, practice with natives. Practice using this in everyday conversations before your exam.
Exactly. Right? Really, really get that in your head. You just use it as much as you can. So you're more, it's more likely for it to pop out on the exam day.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I love it. Oh, this is useful. Thank you so much for this, Jessica. This has been great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.